Now, prior to getting to tonight's lesson of yielding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we'll find out how to yield to him. He's not a common leader. The Holy Spirit leads us in uncommon ways. And so there are some things prior to reading the night text, that some things that I believe the Spirit have placed in my heart, some things to look at to prepare us to be led by the Holy Spirit. And if you open your Bibles to the epistle of Galatians chapter 5, and these are things to prepare us for the lesson tonight. What happened when the Holy Ghost is in charge? Well, we're going to hear some things tonight that will place the Holy Ghost in charge of your life and of every situation you're dealing with. Are you listening? Amen. Now, in Galatians 5, 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. And then it branch off to joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Are you with me? Meekness, temperance. But then at the end of the 23rd verse, it makes a statement that will stop Satan, the world, and anything else in his track. Against such. There's no law. The fruit of the Spirit is the characteristic of the Holy Ghost. And there is not a law that can supersede the law of the fruit of the Spirit. They are the greatest law that exists. So there's no such thing as somebody can take your joy. Because your joy is greater than whatever battle you're battling against. That's why the Bible called it joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the Bible talks about the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'll be at Romans 14, 17. Turn now. I think that's where it is. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
But I want you to catch a hold of this when we start yielding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. When you're led by the Spirit, all laws that does not agree with where you're going must bow. There's no man, no woman, no group, no demon. Nothing can stop you. Because the love of God and joy and peace and long-suffering and temperance and goodness and faith are the most powerful fruit one can bear. They'll get there. They'll get the job done. So they are important, aren't they? And then, so I want you to hold that thought: against such, there's no law. In other words, there's nothing can stop you when you're operating in the fruit of the Spirit. I believe you have the full potential of the Holy Ghost when you're operating in the fruit of the Spirit. I believe the characteristic, the ability, the authority of the Holy Spirit abide in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes.
And so you got to attend to your affairs of life. You got to attend to your life and make sure that what you're saying or what you're doing or what you're thinking about can these fruit can fit in it. Don't let Satan pull you out of that.
Amen.
No matter what happened to you. Are you following me?
Then
there's another scripture that prepares for the night yielding to be led by the Spirit, because there's some things I'm going to say about being led by the Spirit tonight by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. There's a spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty, and the Lord have given me some inspirational statements and principles that can enhance and advance you in knowing the signals of the Spirit. And how to move when it seems like it's odd, but you're quite aware that you're on target. If you don't learn that, you're not going to follow the Holy Spirit, because you have to trust him. Huh? And when you trust him, the current of these graces, love, faith, goodness, begin to circle around you to make you, put you in a position that you can make divine steps. Amen? In Matthew chapter 22, somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
In Matthew chapter 22, it says, one of them who was in the 35th verse, and one of them which was a lawyer asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, he didn't mean that, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus, verse 37, said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Another writer said, with all thy strength and all thy might. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This has something to do with being led by the Spirit. But then in verse 40, we have another tremendous statement made by the Lord Jesus. On these two commandments, now watch this, hang all the law and whatever been prophesied. So we read, there's no, in the first reading in Galatians 5, against such is no law. And now we read, when he talks about loving God with all your heart and mind and soul, just tell him, say, God, I love you. Tell him. Make that a daily practice. Get along with him and just tell him, I love you. Just tell, keep telling him, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I know you love me. I love you. I love you. You'll find a deeper anointing will start coming on your life. See, you get along with God. But it's amazing that loving the Lord with all your heart, all your might, all your strength, all your mind, and all your soul, and loving your neighbor as yourself with the same kind of love, he says all the laws hang on that. All spiritual laws hang on that type of spirit. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now this leads us to another aspect in Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Let's just set ourselves up to be blessed.
Yes,
Romans chapter 8, verse 2 now. Now hold on to the things. Against such is no law. On the love of God, loving God properly, hangs all the law. And we get into this chapter of the Spirit in the second verse of Romans chapter 8. Now it talks about, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. You see that? So it's three times it's talking about the laws of the Spirit and telling us how to be, how to have a high IQ in the spirit. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how to have a high IQ in the spirit. You must know the laws of the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And then the Holy Spirit gave me this statement. What happened when the fuel of the word and the energy of the Holy Spirit connect? And then the power of prayer is added. Listen to what he's saying now. What happened when the fuel of the word and the energy of the Spirit connects, and then the power of prayer is added? Here, I'm called, my attention is called by the Spirit of God. Turn to John 6, and let's look at verse 63. And then you can flip-flop back to 8 and 2, Romans 8 and 2, and you'll see a kindred spirit there. You'll see a mixing there in the spirit world that take you out of the natural and put you in a supernatural position to function by the Spirit of God. John 6:63 there. And then Romans 8, 2. It's a divine connection there. My Lord, absolutely. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Now we're preparing to yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We're preparing for principles of how to be led by the Spirit like never before. I mean, even some of these notes I got shook me up because it gave me a clear view on how to yield to the Holy Spirit and how to get breakthroughs when I need it. That's all right? Amen? Notice this verse here in John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You just flip over to Romans 8:2 now.
Come on.
I thought you could flip over to Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. So actually, the law is the word of God. And Jesus said, that's why Jesus said nobody can stop it. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can't be stopped. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. See, if you abide in my word, abide in you, he says, you just hit breakthrough territory. But you got to know that. You got to know how powerful the word of God really is when it's mixed with the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. When the fuel of the word and the energy of the Spirit connects and the power of prayer is added to it, it makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Yes, it does. When you leave the Holy Spirit out, you will have a surge in power. I know some of y'all might not, some of these women might not understand what a surge in power is, but it's a power drop that you're not getting full, the lights start dimming. And you can't really see where you're going through the house. And so, you know, we all run into those surges. But the Lord wants to explain to you that you got to keep your prayer life up. You got to keep your word life up. And you got to keep you in the Spirit if you don't want these surges. Now, it's traveling as an RV. We travel. You got two types of power. You got generation power and you got show power. Show power is when you drive up to the RV park. And they got facilities where you pad and you pull your cord out and you plug in, then you turn the generator off. When you keep the Holy Spirit in charge, you operate in show power. No more surges. Everybody say no more surges.
No more surges.
See, we got to stop all these surges in our life. We got to let the Holy Spirit have control, that we can enjoy the abundance of goodness that God has provided for us through his word, but you cannot do that without the Spirit in charge. Yes, I lack show power. Yes. And then one more verse, and we'll start ministering what the Lord told us to minister. It's a question. And I learned the wisdom of this answer many, many years ago. It's so simple when I give it to you, you will attempt to miss it. If the Holy Spirit don't help you, you're going to miss it. It's so simple. Your mind will attempt to miss it, but it's one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. How, and I'll give you the scripture right after I ask the question, whatever the question the Lord told me, how to increase the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life. How to increase the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life. Yes, sir. One thing I won't say, get out of the way. But I want to show you a verse that have served me well over the years. John chapter 3. You got your shouting clothes on? Yeah. This is a golden secret, and you can do this. John chapter 3, verse 30. Come on now, I'm preaching now. Come on now. Don't hold that back on me. Come on here. That's insight there. That's the Holy Ghost. He must increase, but I must decrease. That's all right. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, follow after me. Let me handle it. Isn't that a good verse? Let's say it. He must increase. But my ego must decrease. Yielding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In other words, putting the Holy Spirit in charge of your life. Training your spirit is to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a journey that is packed with supernatural adventures. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. I think Galatians chapter 5, Romans chapter 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is three of the greatest chapters on learning how to function in the Spirit. Now, you know the Holy Ghost is going to fall in here, right? I'm just going to talk about him until he falls. Cornelia was preaching and said the Holy Ghost fell on them while they were listening. Fall, Holy Ghost, fall. Fry up. I want you to fry sickness and disease. Romans 8, 14 is a golden verse about, I read my dad's book many times, many years ago, over and over again, how to be led by the Spirit. And I know many of you all have read the book, and it was a jewel to me. I wore them out. Just kept reading them because I was a Baptist boy, and I'm trying to get some insight on something beyond the Baptist, just Baptist, and try to, you know, the Baptist religion. A lot of Baptist churches are full with the Spirit, and I thank God we got some in our organization. I have no problem with the Baptist. I'm a Baptist, you know, but I have no problem. But I'm just an informed Baptist. Here, with Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, there's something hidden in this verse. There's a commentary on it. I'm going to preach tonight, so listen. Something hidden in this verse. There's a commentary on this statement in the fourth chapter of Galatians. All right. I don't have time to go to all the scriptures, but there's a commentary, Holy Ghost instruction, what this verse means. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, if you're not led by the Spirit of God, your sonship is forfeited. Because you're immature and you're not aware of what the Spirit is trying to do, because you're trying to handle it through your natural mind or some religion you got or some principle you got, You just got to go with the wind. You got to go with the flow. Sometime you really don't know where he's taking you. But you have to trust him because he knows where he's going. Notice what that verse said. As many as are led. As many as are led. That means some are not led. That means that a son is not a son until a son is led by the Spirit. Until a son or a daughter learn how to make divine Holy Ghost move, they're just like a regular person. The scripture says, many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the one who experiencing their full sonship, like miracles, signs, wonders, demonstration, manifestation. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, your life will take on a new leaf, I tell you. You see, I know you know some things about this, but the Spirit of God is on now and anointing and hit this place. See, you cannot take scriptures and put them in the place of leading, the leading of the Holy Ghost. You cannot put praise or worship in the place of the leading of the Holy Ghost. You cannot put prayer. See, because praise, worship, prayer, meditation, and Bible study ought to put you in a position that you understand what way the Holy Ghost is going. And sometimes we substitute things and we do not finish the spiritual transaction. And we try to make the word work, but the word does not work without the Holy Spirit leading. See, people praise God, you get in God's presence, but you're not going to go nowhere. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who designed, designated, authorized to lead you in the path of righteousness, to lead you in green pasture. And when he leads you, nobody can stop you. Nobody can block you. Nobody can rock you. He's going to lead you right on into it. Can you give God praise? How many of y'all ready to be fully led by the Spirit? There are some green pastures that God has in store for you. And after the night, you're going to walk in that green pasture. And you're going to know how to yield to the Holy Ghost and go there no matter what's going on around you. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, actually, when they said they are the son of God, they are the sons of God. They're talking about sonship benefits that most Christians never see. You follow me? Now, it bear witness when the Lord, Galatians chapter 5 is another spirit that talks about walking in the Spirit, you know. In Galatians chapter 5, you may be seated in Galatians chapter 5. Look at the 18th verse now. And I bear witness when God keep repeating something. I bear witness, he's trying to get something over to us. You see what I'm saying? In Galatians chapter 5 now, let's look at this a minute. Give the Holy Ghost a chance up in here. 5 and 18 now. Notice that. There's a lot of good scripture I could read. I could read 17 others, but if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. If you be led by the Spirit, the Babylonian system can't keep your money. Because you're not under it. See? You got to be led by the Spirit with everything. If you be led by the Spirit, the laws of the enemy cannot do you no harm. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. There's the Spirit in man. The spirit of man, is the counsel of the Lord. Let me turn that and say it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on.
Hallelujah.
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 I preached 2.5 hours tomorrow. I said I wasn't going to preach long tonight. I'm going to do a quick work tonight. Glory to God, but it's good, I tell you. It's getting gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. It's getting so good, I can't find Proverbs. Twenty and 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, or the lamp, or the light bulb, searching all the inward part of the belly of the spirit. See, of the inner man. It's very important to know that. Hallelujah. When you yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it will put you in the position, listen, of unshakable confidence. Yes. Hallelujah. When you know he's leading you, you see, your confidence, if you know how to follow the Holy Ghost, no matter what's falling on the side, this side, you're not concerned because you know you got a good leader and he'll protect you at the same time. Good God Almighty. No reason to compromise, but live more than a conqueror lifestyle. Being led by the Spirit will enable you to see God as he is. God, my Father, is a winner. He never loses. When you see God as he is, your days of worry is over. Your days of defeat is over. Your days of fear are over. See God as he really is. The scripture asks, is anything too hard for God? With God, all things are possible. And you find the Holy Ghost turn around and tell you that. With God, all things are possible. Come on. See? Because see, when the Holy Ghost leads you, he talks to you on the trail. You look back there, fret not yourself because of evildoer. They'll soon be cut off. Just follow me. Yeah, he talks with you. The Holy Ghost talks with you. He leads you because he know you need some more confidence, you know. So he keep talking to you and tell you, look, we got this covered. I got it covered. Follow me. If God for you, who can be against you? Come on. You got to use your imagination. You got to recognize, you just can't say, I'm led by the Spirit. You got to understand, the Holy Spirit look around, and if you slow up, come on, keep up. You see something ahead and you get nervous, Holy Spirit tell me, I got that. I saw the trap before it was set. The Spirit of the Lord says, here, right here, this moment, there are some traps that have been set for you, but I'm tripping them tonight. You don't even know about them. You don't even know about them. They're set there, but tonight, because you're here and because you're listening to a walking, leading Holy Spirit, he's right ahead of you, and he turns around and puts scriptures in you. When you're being led by the Holy Spirit, listen for him, because he's going to give you a scripture. He's going to turn around and give you a scripture. He knows exactly where you are. So he's going to turn around and give you a scripture. My sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger that will not follow. Be encouraged, but because you're here at this camp meeting, be encouraged. Because you're going to know some things when you leave here. You're going to work on some things in a divine way. Because, oh, my, pa, palo, sequoia. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The leadership of the Holy Spirit produces unshakable inner confidence of your steps in life. The leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, he's talking to you. When doubts show up, he pumps faith in you. See, usually when you walk with somebody, they're talking with you. The leadership of the Holy Spirit produces unshakable inner confidence. Notice that inner confidence of your steps in life. No reason to compromise again, but live a more than a conqueror lifestyle. Being led by the Spirit will enable you to see God as he is. You may be seated. Turn to Hebrews 12. Is somebody that got a shout left? Because we're about to get into some territory. Somebody got to have a shout left. Turn to Hebrews 12. In the leadership of the Holy Spirit, when you're really led, as men is led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. When you're led in your sonship, the lack way, I can't say it no better, is it's a spirit ship. You're functioning in the spirit, all right? It will take your eyes off of your circumstances and place your eyes on Jesus. Can't get no better than that. Come on, talk to me. Can't get no better than that. See, the Holy Ghost will take your eyes off your circumstances and he'll place your eyes on Jesus. I got to say that again. When you're led by the Holy Spirit, he takes your eyes off your circumstances. And you know what he said? We're not going there. Forget about that. We're not going there. I'm about to take you another route. Can I hear you in the back? Hallelujah. Somebody in here tonight, the Lord about to take you in another route. They thought they had you jammed, but they messed around and let you come to camp meeting. And now you know the Holy Ghost taking me another route. You might not understand the trail he's using. You might not understand the path he's taking you on. But just follow him. He know where he's going. Listen. When you're led by the Spirit, he take your eyes off of your circumstances and place your eyes upon Jesus. Now, Jesus, everybody say Jesus,
Jesus
is a grand example.
Jesus
followed his Spirit. Remember he said he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil? He's full of the Holy Ghost, returning the power of the Holy Ghost, whooped the devil with the word, took the sword out. Look at Hebrews 12, 2 now. You talking about your little trial and your little test. Let's shake this thing tonight. What you're going through is not that bad after all. My dog, just stand up and fight like a woman. Fight like a man. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Don't let him bluff you. Come out swinging. Swing the word. Swing some praise. Swing some worship. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author. Oh my God, he's not just the author. If you start it, I said if you start it, he'll finish it. Faith is his business. Looking unto Jesus. Now watch this. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. So when you come into some type of temptation, you come into some type of trouble, when you come into some type of pressure on your life, just have some joy. Count it all joy. When you fall in various trials, tests, and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have a perfect work. And you end up entire, wanting nothing. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally. You don't be afraid of no trial. When you led by the Spirit, the Spirit, finally the storm gonna be over, because the Spirit gonna take you out. Listen. Look at this voice is so powerful. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher, you're looking the wrong way. Stop looking at the problem. Let the Holy Ghost give you the solution. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Well, what was before him? And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now let's break this scripture down. He was able to have joy because he knew where he was going, and he knew nothing he was going to could stop him, not even the cross. So as you are led by the Spirit, know this. You might have some things going on, but don't look at them. Look at the joy. And look at where God told you through his word he's going to bring you. That's how Jesus did it all. Jesus kept being led by the Spirit. No matter if the cross came, they whipped him, they did all kinds of things, but he tried to make him shame. Listen, I'm going to give you a secret. When you're going through something, you don't have to explain a doggone thing to nobody. If your hair falling out, that's your doggone hair. You ain't got to explain to me, child, I got this, my hair, this. Don't tell them nothing. Just wear your hair just like it is. Get your wig. Slap your wig on. Don't worry about them. See? You don't have to be telling people all your business. If you lose weight, you just done lost it. None of your business why I'm losing weight. God got this. That's why the Apostle Paul, they kept messing with Paul. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. I'm going to preach it in season and out of season. Because the religious folk were trying to tell him, you're preaching about this Christ. Paul, the apostle got hot. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. When you're going through a test, that's the gospel being tried. The gospel is good news. I'm going through this now. But the good news is I'm not going to stay here. Somebody shout hallelujah. Turn to Romans chapter 8 again. Hallelujah. Woo, that time flying, boy. My goodness, almost an hour, man. 18 minutes left on an hour. But I'll tell you what, I know how to close. Well, hit any kind of gush, I'm gone. Hallelujah. If a little wind blow, I'm gone. I'm going to act like a willow tree. I'm going to lean over. That's it. Romans chapter 8, quickly. Now, we know these verses. These verses are powerful. But I'm going to make a statement after I read a few of them. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. See, you follow the Spirit, because they make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then verse 28 says, when this happened, When you're led by the Spirit, you're always going to verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And I got two more verses I won't read here, but I want to say something now. Praying in the Spirit will keep you walking in the tracks of the Holy Ghost. Praying, come on now, listen. Praying in the Spirit will keep you walking in the tracks of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Psalm 37:23, look at it. Psalm 37:23. The Bible says the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. See? Is that the right verse? Y'all, I don't know how to preach. Is that the right verse? Now, you get this statement now, because I don't have no more than a few minutes left. You got to get this statement. Listen, 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 listen. Praying in the Spirit will keep you walking in the tracks of the Holy Ghost. Now, I got it, Holy Ghost. I got it. You can't walk in your senses and the Spirit at the same time. What you see does not designate you being led by the Spirit. You're being led by the Spirit with what you believe. Turn to the book of Jude. Let's shift gears. Turn to the book of Jude now. This is a powerful statement. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jude 19. These be they who separate themselves sensual. On that word sensual, we need to get it. Sensual. Having not the Spirit. You can't follow the Holy Ghost there. But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit will keep you walking in the tracks of the Holy Ghost. In Romans 8:16, it says, the Spirit witness will keep you in the presence of your sonship and in the presence of your Father. The Spirit bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. And then Psalm 5:12 says, all things, when you're led by the Spirit, all things will begin to work in your favor. Because the Holy Spirit releases graces, currents of graces. When you're following the Holy Spirit, current of graces just keep hitting you, keep hitting you. Grace is a current of favor, keep hitting you. Just to hold you on until you get to the big fable. The Holy Spirit, are you listening? Turn to Psalm 25. You brought your shouting clothes. The Holy Spirit will lead you through secret and mysterious channels that your enemy cannot find you. Y'all won't let me preach up in here. Listen, listen, listen. Turn to Psalm 25. You got your shouting clothes on? Turn to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. I got a clothes, man. Turn to Psalm 25. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody help me up in here. Hallelujah. To help a man and preach 2.5 hours already and still trying to preach to you tonight, you got to help him. If he look like he's not making it, just say hallelujah, help him Lord, hallelujah, help him Lord, help him, help him Lord, help him Lord, help him, Lord. Listen now, I want you to remember this one, because everything you're dealing with right here, the Holy Spirit will lead you through secrets and mysteries channels that your enemy cannot find you. In Psalm 25:4, Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. My mind. Look at the fifth verse here. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Hallelujah. Then notice the 10th verse. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Glory to God. Verse 12 says, what man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Verse 13 says, here we go. His soul. Look at it, look at it. Look at it, look at it. His soul shall dwell where? Now, boy, y'all know why I'm always at ease. I don't trust myself. I follow the Holy Ghost. It makes ministry easy. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Then he said, hold him, say, you have rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy. See, all this burden preaching. And suffering preaching. Man, the suffering gonna come by itself. Ain't nobody need to preach about it. Tell me how to handle it. Tell me victory. Preach me some victory. Preach me something I can shout about. Tell me how to get out this mess. I show you how the Spirit work. Woman having some difficulty in her marriage. You won't know who she is. And she talked to me about it. And I said, all right, we'll pray about it. And I walked off from her. And she was thinking about leaving. It's a situation. And I walked off from her. And I heard the word, goodbye, bird. Goodbye. I heard it a second time, goodbye, bird. I had an interpretation, leave him. He's not going to change. Maybe he'll change later on, but he's not going to change. The Holy Spirit said, good. That's what he said. Now, I'm not thinking about no bird, no goodbye, nothing. You understand? Goodbye, bird. That means he's still in flight. That means he's still doing the same thing with his lying self. He's still doing the same thing, and he's not thinking about correcting it now. When I told her goodbye, boy, and I give her the interpretation, she said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I made a statement to her, and she learned me a lesson. I made a statement to her, and I said to her, because one of my little classmates came back. She had married a boy in California, and they got divorced. And she said, I can make it bad by myself. So I'll never make that statement no more. I told her that. She said, no, I'll make it good by myself. Come to the reality of the Spirit that all things that the Father has is yours. When you follow the Spirit properly, you come to grip with that everything the Father has is mine. Look at John 16 quick. Let's close with these two verses. John 16. We don't have to be running and spitting every night. That's them performing preachers. If they ain't got nobody hollering and jumping, they haven't preached. They use one or two scriptures. And then start telling about this and all this rhyme stuff, you know. John 16:13, he says, howbeit when he the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. See, leadership. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has of mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now, I want you to understand what I'm about to show you now, and I'm closing, okay? I got six minutes left on my clock. In Luke chapter 15, if you're not led by the Spirit, you can be in the house and not knowing what belonged to you. Listen to me. Health, wealth, abundance, increase, all of that belong to you. Your Father is rich with silver and gold. And he has nothing against people being blessed, because he would have had to kill Job, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon, Queen Esther. He had to kill them all because they all was rich. When they came to town, when Abraham came in town, everybody knew Abraham was in town. And he knew who he represented. You got to get out of this least faith, less faith. Be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Notice this now. Let's see this. This man not led by the Spirit, so he's a son, but he's not a son. Now, you read Galatians 4 sometime, it'll tell you that you're not getting nothing until you step off in sonship. The man qualification after you get born again of sonship is being led by the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. Preachers, y'all agree with that? Yeah. If you didn't agree, I still believe it. Yeah. I'm too far gone to turn around with your doubt. You know, the man had two sons. We always look at that youngest son and say, ooh. But you know who was in greater trouble? That younger son, when he got back, he took everything. The father offered him a ring, I'll take it. Some new shoes, alligator shoes, I'll take them, sir. Put them on. I mean, he'd been in sin, but I mean, he knew how to receive. You got to know how to receive. You got to know how to receive. Tell that to somebody. You got to know how to receive. Don't only sow, you got to know how to receive. This is a paramount statement here. Watch this statement. That's why so many Christians are angry. You look at some of them, they look like they're sucking a sour pickle. They're angry because they see it. It's like when I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I saw the hotel, but I couldn't get to it. They said, look at it right over there. It ain't right over there. Peace Street. All of them was Peace Street. We were lost as a goose. We wasn't being led by the Spirit. I tell you that right now. But a lot of you under my voice now, by internet, Roku, you see in the scripture what God say you can have, but you can't get to it. It's very simple. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they'll get to it. Now notice what it says here. The 28th verse. Come on, class. We got to get it. 28th verse. And he has a son at home now. He has a son who everything belonged to, but he led wrong. And he was angry and would not go in. Good God Almighty. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I've been on the King Highway a long time. Haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, Lord. These many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed. I've been aiming to live right, but I can't seem to get my breakthrough. And he found out that he was the wall on his own breakthrough. Neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friend. But as soon as this son was come. What, you know, can I stop here and tell you something a minute? I came in the kingdom as a bum, street runner, all night long rocker. Got born again, and I passed so many Christians out the road. They don't know how to be led by the Spirit, so they're still praying for it. And the Father just handing stuff out. And I'm just saying, all right, Father, I'll take it. Yes, sir, glory to God, hallelujah. Then they get angry. When they see the real Father at work, they're all upset. Come on, nobody don't need all that. No, you don't need it, but you got it. Now, right there in that text, we got a problem with people that get angry. Christians get upset, be pouting and carrying on because the real Christians show up. Who is led by the Spirit, lad. Led by the Spirit, man. This boy angry. Angry with his brother. Angry with his father. Angry with himself. Look what the Father tell him. I got it closed, man. Look what the Father tell him. He says, verse 30, but as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, and have killed him, thou hast killed him the fattest calf. See, that's what I got, the fattest calf. And look what verse 31 says. It's saying that to you tonight in my closing. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is done. Do you hear him? Do you hear him? Stand up. Everybody stand up. I want you to hear this. You the Father's child. Now you got to break some of this generational stuff off of you. And you got to break this blackness off of you. Blackness ain't got nothing to do with it. You understand me? Listen to me. Look what color I am. I said years ago at camp meeting. I said if it was such a thing of me being a nigger, and you see how I'm living, you, all of you, white and black, will be in the back porch. Lord, make me a nigger. Make me a nigger tonight. Because God has no respecter of person. God respects faith and obedience. Shout the praise of God. We got to get rid of the excuse. Now, suppose I would have took the mule. What is the mule and what? Suppose I'd have took that. I'd have been 560 acres short. I would have missed out on my two Rolls Royce I got. And my convertible Jaguar where I go get my massage in. And sometime when I want the top up, I come back and get my Porsche. All that in the place of the mule. So tonight I'm closing. Listen, I got a word from the Lord. So tonight I'm closing. Everybody in here, kill a mule. Kill a mule. The mule got to die, brother. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for a minute. At 9 o'clock, we did good. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Kill a mule. My wife and I have a lot of stories to tell you about being led by the Spirit. I quit my job. I was operating in special faith when I quit my job. One of the gifts, one of the power gifts. We were broke. We had children. We had responsibility. But I found out today and told my wife was operating in special faith too, because she had to be in there. God put special faith in both our heart, and he took care of us. Oh, yeah, he took care of us. He took care of us. You see, when you're led by the Spirit, listen to me, children. When you're led by the Spirit, my wife saw two houses. One house was a smaller, real neat house. And the Lord told her, who that's for? That's for Martha and Bunnell. They used to be members here. She said, now, Carolyn, this is Martha and Bunnell's house. It's not your house. Then he took her to a large house with a lot of lights in it. He said, now, Carolyn, this is your house. Now, we ain't got no house. We ain't got no money, nothing. But the Lord showed it to her. Then a Baptist deacon came to talk with us. He said, can I tell y'all something? I said, yeah, well, go ahead. He said, man, I saw y'all in a house with lights, chandeliers. He said, man, that house was the biggest house I've ever seen. He said, man, lights everywhere. He said, the Lord told me to come tell y'all that. My daughter, one of my daughter here, knew I wanted to build a classical house. And so she told me about a man in New Orleans. Debbie Perkin told me about this man. And Debbie and Dan are a member of this church. We went down to see the man. We knew God wanted us to build a house, but he told me, don't sell it for less. I provided for you to have the best. And so Carol and I are sitting in the contractor's office and saw the house on the wall. And both of us said, that's the house. Are you listening? Are you listening? See, when you're led by the Spirit, that's something, boy. So when the contractor came in, he introduced himself. We shook hands with him. And I told him we wanted to build a house. And I told him, I said, that house up on the wall, my wife and I are both interested in that house. He said, that's my house. Come on, I'm going to show it to you. Took us to the house. And we saw the house in reality. Yeah. If that's not God speaking. Yeah. Then led by the Spirit, one rainy day, we left church down Mount Zion, down in Darrow then. We went, it was Mount Zion. Still Mount Zion, we changed the word of life. We're still in Darrow, right? Further down in Darrow. And so, talking about being led by the Spirit, right? So, Carol and I decided, we'd never been in Gonzales in them subdivisions, so we just decided we're going to look, because the Lord had pressure on us by the Holy Ghost. He's trying to get us to another. See, he knew all this, you know. Y'all, where the apostles stay? You don't want to pass by and see no shack. You want to get goosebumps when you pass by. And say, this is where I'm going. Yeah. And so we went in the rain. We were driving. And so we saw a sign where it said, who the man who sell it? Probably, we didn't know it was a Sunday. We didn't know he was going to come out. We called him. He said, I'll be out in a few minutes. So he got in the car with us. And he took us to the back. We're in the back of the subdivision. He said, I got these lots of stuff. I've been in the back all my life. I don't want no. I'm just telling the truth. I don't want no lot back here. I want a lot up toward the. You got any lot toward the front? He said, oh yeah, yeah, Reverend. So he took me, showed me another lot. I said, no. So we got to where we live now. Now listen to how the Holy Ghost know ahead of time something. Y'all listening? This is good for you now. Listen. All our lives have been supernaturally led by the Holy Spirit. The breakthroughs of God. Because I keep my head buried in the Bible. I don't know what God won't do. And so now I don't have no money now. He's showing us the lot. He told us how much they were. And we walking. And the lady, the neighbor, the neighbor across the ditch, boy, she's running up and down the window looking at us. I got a long preacher coat on, you know. I'm walking, man, like I own the world. I was broken the Ten Commandments, more than drop. So he said, I said, that's two nice lots. He said, which one you want? I said, I'll take them both. It's like that. I said, I'll take them both. And so we got back in the car. Now some things happened because I was led by the Spirit. Finally, we got both of the lot, right? We have added on to our house six times. It's probably over 27,000 feet now, probably more than that. And you can't tell it. Because each time we add on, we just add a dining room on. You can't tell it wasn't there. I wanted to put a fence up because I had a sister. She hadn't seen me in 25 years, never been to my ministry, never bought a tape. I'm sitting on the porch trying to meditate. She's driving a circle driver. I don't have no fans now. She, hey, Leroy, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a long time. I said, that's right. And I started calling my men. I said, can I get a fence bill? But they don't build fence in subdivision. You can't build a front fence in subdivision. But in the clause of the contract, when they wrote that subdivision up, it said if somebody got two lots, they can build a fence. Being led by the Spirit. Then my neighbor, who was a railroad conductor, came sit on my porch one day, and he said to me, Reverend, I want to talk to you first. He actually was losing the house. He said, but I want you to know about it first. And so I didn't want nobody to be that close to me. Then I thought about the type of ministry I got. A bunch of these boys stand with me right now. All my speakers stand with me. And they stand in the guest house. I bought that house. My wife redid it. We made it a guest house. And now it got fancy around both houses. And the Lord getting the glory. We can tell you I've owned 4 jets. And we can tell you we knew nothing about jet. We knew nothing about prop plane. We knew nothing about the industry. But we were led by the Spirit. The last jet we bought is a Falcon 900B. And you might not have no idea about what it is, but it's top first class. And my pilot was presently looking for a plan for me. We went down to look at a plan. Montreal said, Daddy, the plane we got, no, just not. It's bigger, just bigger. So I'm coming out that plane. We went and look at it in one state. I don't know where we were. Coming out that plane, I look at my pilot. I said, don't look no more. I said, the Holy Ghost is going to find this plane. I mean, they felt sorry for me, you know. The Holy Ghost going to find the plane. And, And when Leroy and I found the plane, we told them we found it. And they flew us in the other plane to go look at it. But I guess they were saying, you know, that's kind of heavy for the church and Reverend, you know. We got there, we negotiated, and I told the man, this is all we're going to give you for it. And he said, well, I'll take it to him, but I don't really going to take that. We got up, left out the plane. Now, on the way up there, here being led by the Spirit, I'm almost through. On the way up there, my two sons were sleeping, I believe, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, the plan we're going to look at, he said, this is your plan. I'll give it to you, but you've got to tell me you'll go anywhere I send you. I said, Lord, I'll go anywhere you send me. Because it's an international plan. You didn't go anywhere. We got there, made the offer. The man said, no, I don't know. We're going to take that. So they called and said, they're not going to take that offer. And they took the plan off the market. How many months later? About 2 months later, they called. So you're still interested in that plan? Leroy told him, yeah, at the same price we offered you. He said, we'll take it. I'm talking about being led by the Spirit. I'm trying to tell you how to get there. See, I'm trying to close, but I'm trying to tell you how to get there. All right, on the business transaction of getting the plane. You're talking about millions and millions of dollars. On the business transaction of getting the plane, Leroy finished from LSU in accounting, so he, in accounting, so he was the one, he masterminded the whole thing with the help of the Holy Spirit. And so they wanted him to give an account of the ministry and all this stuff, you know. And so it was tax season, so our accountants was busy. So we just told him we had to hold up a while, and we'll get it to him later, et cetera, you know. And finally, after a season of waiting, they called Leroy and said, congratulations. They ain't got no paperwork or nothing, just congratulations on the plan. And then they made us sign a contract. You can't tell nobody else how much you paid for this plan. You know what? The Holy Ghost took that plan. That's all I can say, just took it. Now why, and I can go on and on with these type of, matter of fact, I was at my son's church riding the interstate. Leroy was transacting the business, called his mom, put her on, and he was in another car, put me on. We were on a 3-way line. Mom and I didn't say a word. We just sat and listened. Leroy transacting with these guys. They said, Mr. Thompson, we thank you for your business, and we're trying to get these people together, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then they said, congratulations on your 900B. And me and my wife on the phone. And never said a word. They don't even know us. It's just ridiculous the way they give us that plan. I mean, we can't explain it. Now, let me announce this on you. From this night forward, I declare your life will be in the same pattern that I have spoken over you. Things gonna happen to you that you cannot explain. All you're gonna be able to say is, God did it. To God be the glory for the good thing he has done in my life. Praise the Lord. So I just try to tell you a little portion of leadership of how the Lord led us to do things, even with this property here. Even with this property here. A representative told me not to buy this property. He said he was going to build a garbage dump back there where Pelican Point is now, one of the nicest subdivisions we have in this area. A garbage dump was supposed to be built there. It was on the book and it's working on it. And the Holy Ghost told me, take the land. And so I talked to my board member, we made a transaction. We got this land. They turned it from a garbage dump to Pelican Point, and the land went straight up. Now, here's what's going to happen. Come on, son. Don't hold the money back. Got it. It's done. There's something else I want to tell you about this land. I want to tell you. You ready? Everything you see around here, everything you walk on, every bathroom you use is paid for. The Spirit of God talked to a businessman. Businessman come talk to Junior and I and say, I got some land in this area connected with your land. I want the reverend to have it. He said, I'll finance it at a low rate, but I want the reverend to have it. We got 600 and some acres of land now. And so, guess what? Talk to me, sister. Talk to me. Talk to me. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Talk to me. It's paid for. Now, when you pass my house, and when you see the guest house, you see my house, you see the lights and you see the fences and all that, just remember, it's paid for. So what I want to announce on you, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. The same Spirit that is on my life may ministers, churches, homes, everybody represented here by internet and by Roku, I declare tonight that the testimonies of the Lord Jesus Christ will become your testimony. And that you will be completely out of debt. You're going to pay for your home, your houses, everything. And you're going to have this testimony. He did it. Praise the Lord. Come on, go ahead and praise the Lord. 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 Let's sit down. It's a good time to give. It's a good time to give. Good time to give.